We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Kuf Ches. We are up to Sif Beis, page Kuf Lamed Hey, right before page 270. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Ta'a velo hispalel mincha. If a person made a mistake, and by accident he did not daven mincha, mispalel arvis shtayim. He davens marv two times. Harishona arvis v'ashnil l'tashlum. Like we discussed yesterday, the first Shmoneh Esrei that he davens by marv will count as marv, and the second one will count as the tashlumen for mincha. Toy velo hispalo arvis. If a person made a mistake and did not daven mariv, mispalo shachris shtayim. He'll daven shachris twice. Harishona shachris. The first one will count as the Shmoneh Esrei for shachris. Vashnil etashlumen, and the second one will be the makeup for mariv. Laachar shaomer yotzer u'Shmoneh Esrei brachos. After in shachris, after he says birchas kriyashma and he says Shmoneh Esrei, yomar ashrei. He should then say ashrei. V'achakach yispalo Shmoneh Esrei letashlumei arvis. So you say the Shmoneh Esrei of a Shachris, you say Ashrei, and then you say Shmoneh Esrei for Marv. In the Ramah, he writes, V'chinkish mispal arvishtayim, mishum shelo hispal mincha, so too one who's davening Marv twice because he missed mincha, yomar Ashrei ben tefila letefila. He should say Ashrei between the two Shmoneh Esreis. So the Mishabura begins on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Katan Yud. We said you daven, if you made a mistake and you did not daven Mariv, so you daven Shachris twice. V'asr lechol kolim shiyispalel hashniya. And it is asr to eat before you daven even the second Shmoneh Esrei. D'hok kvar higiyaz mana, because the zman of that tefillah has already come. V'im hischil eino mafsik. Kein kasav the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham writes that if you did start eating before the second Shmoneh Esrei, so you don't have to be mafsik. Aval b'sefer matzah shekel, u'b'sefer mogen giborim echriu, they come out, da'afilu b'dievet mafsik. Even if you started to eat by accident before the second Shmoneh Esrei, you should stop your eating. Mishum d'tzarach lahasmich ha'tfila ha'shnia laharishona b'chom ad'efsher. Because you're supposed to put the two Shmoneh Esreis as close as you can together. We learned earlier there has to be a little bit of time between them, but not so much time that you should be sitting and eating food, just the time it says to take ashrei, or the time it takes to walk four amos. Sifkotun Yudalef, he writes, La'achar Shomer. The Mechaber said, after you say Birchas Kriya Shema Shmoneh Esrei, you'll then say Ashrei and say the other Shmoneh Esrei. Rotzolomer, it means to say, Shlo Yafsik Lechadchila Beinayim B'Shum Dover. It means to say there should be no hefsik between the two Shmoneh Esreis that one says. Va'afilu B'Limud Aser. Even to learn between the two Shmoneh Esreis is Aser. Ki Tfilas Hashloma Tzricha Lihios Ba'od Sha'osik B'Tfilah Achyuvis. Because the Tfilah that you're doing for Tashlumim, Lipa, has to be while you are being osek in your tefillah chiyuvis. Umikomokom nearly the chazaras hashat shel tefillah chiyuvis mutu lishmo kodem. However, says the Mishabura that the chazaras hashats would be allowed before you daven your makeup Shmoneh Esrei. So if you daven with the tzibur, the first Shmoneh Esrei, you can wait to hear the chaz and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, and then you can go back and daven your other Shmoneh Esrei. The zem mikri adayin osek betfila, that would be considered still being osek in tefillah. V'ayin le'el besimin memzayin sivzayin, mashikasad nusham bir alocha. B'shem ha'erzaruah. That's discussing the halacha that we said if a person didn't say birchas haTorah and he's counting avarava as his birchas haTorah, he has to learn after davening. So he said the other things that he says that are being osik in tefillah are not mafsik between his avarava, which is counting as his birchas haTorah, and the learning that he will do after he finishes all of davening. Sifkotun yudbeis the mishabur writes to Shmoneh Esrei brachos rotzolomer im hatachonun sheomer acharze. When it says that you say Shmoneh Esrei and then you say Ashrei, Shmoneh Esrei number one includes Tachanun that comes afterwards. The ain lahafsik bein Shmoneh Esrei leTachanun. One should not have any separation between the Shmoneh Esrei and the Tachanun. So we see already you could have Chazar Sashat separating. You could also have the Tachanun separating. Turning the page to page 270, the Mishabura picks up in Sifkatan Yud Gimel. We said after you say the first Shmoneh Esrei by Shacharis, you should say Ashrei. Why is that? Kidei lamud gan betfilas tashlumen mitoch divrei tanchumen shel Torah v'kanal b'simen tzadi gimel. Like we said earlier, that a person should get up to Shmoneh Esrei through divrei Torah, tanchumen shel Torah, and therefore, even though he's davening a second Shmoneh Esrei, he should also have that mile in the second Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore he should say Ashrei before the second Shmoneh Esrei. V'gam, and furthermore, toha belav hochi yetzarech lomar Ashrei kodem lamatzeichu v'latzion. Because anyway, he's in the middle of Shachris. He's going to have to say Ashrei soon anyway. So yomrena achshav v'lo yomar achakach. So you might as well say the Ashrei now to separate the two Shmoneh Esreis and to get up for the second Shmoneh Esrei mitoch tachanunim shel Torah. And then afterwards, he'll skip it when he says lamatzeich and v'latzion. V'ayim ba'achronim she'eskimu. Look in the Achronim where they agree. Dehu adin in mispalel mincha shtayim b'shvil hashlama. The Mechaber only discussed the case where you're davening shachris twice, and then the Ramah added a case where you're davening mariv twice. They left off the case of mincha. So the Achronim all agree that even when you're davening mincha twice because you miss shachris, yomer gam kein odapam ashrei kodem tefila hashnia. In that case, also you should put ashrei between the two shmona esrays. V'chozehu rak lachatchila. This whole business of putting ashrei in between is only a din lachatchila. It's a nice thing to do. Avol midina ein tzarach hafsoka bein tefila letefila. But meikra din, you do not need a separation between the two shmona esrays. Rak kedei hiloch arba amos. Just the time it takes to walk for amos, which is a very short amount of time. Kemosha kasav leel b'simin kufei. Now, note 26 is an interesting note. He writes, "V'gam im eino mamtin at acharei ashrei." Even if you're not going to say ashrei in between, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, "Shemikom mekom roy lahamtin b'shachris of a mincha ad sheyishma kedusha." You should wait. But if you're saying shachris a second time or mincha a second time, you should wait till you hear kedusha from the chazan. U'ba'arvis at acharei kaddish teskabel. And by ma'arv, if you're saying it a second time, you should wait till after the full kaddish, which is after shmona esrei. Va'od Hosef, and then Rechai Kineski adds, Shebeshachris u'mincha yochol lehispal b'shove imashatz. You could actually daven your second Shmona Esrei together with the Shliat Tzibur. Va'oz yochol lanos kedusha. You gain a couple of things. Number one, you're davening with the Chazan, so you get to say kedusha. V'gam yetzei bazeh yedei chovas tefila b'tzibur l'das asovim shenel shevas k'tefila b'tzibur. According to those opinions who say that when you daven with the Shliat Tzibur, it's called tefila b'tzibur, so you're gaining davening shachris at mincha time, even b'tzibur, because it counts as tefila b'tzibur when you're davening with the Chazan. Therefore, Rechai Kineski says there would be a tremendous maila to say your second Shmona Esrei together with the Chazan, if it's at shachris or mincha, two gains, kedusha, and a possible gain of tefila b'tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkaton Yudalid on that which the Ramah told us that even by Mariv you should say Ashrei between the two Shmona Esreis. Kedei lahashlim baze gam haAshrei sheyatzarach lomar kodem haMincha. The reason, an additional reason to put the Ashrei between the two Shmona Esreis, besides the Mila that we said before of always going into Shmona Esrei with Tachanunim Shel Torah, which is Ashrei, you also gain that you're making up for the Ashrei that you missed at Mincha. Because now you're at Mariv, you didn't have Mincha, so you're gaining by you being Mashlim the Ashrei. V'yesh ma'achronim shekosu b'shem ha'mekubalim. There are some achronim that write b'shem ha'mekubalim shelo lomar Ashrei ba'arvis, that you should not say Ashrei at Mariv. V'ashu b'shvil tfilas ha'mincha. Even though you're really making it up for Mincha, still, at Mariv time, you should not be saying Ashrei. Gam kein yesh l'hachmir bazeh. So even though in this case you're only making up for mincha, still one should be machmir according to those achronim b'shem ha'mekubalim. V'kosa b'derach ha'chayim de'ech sha'odam yinog b'zeh yesh la milismuch. However, a person is nohig, he has what to rely on, whether to yes say ashrei or not to say ashrei. In note 28, he points out that which we had earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. It was mashma more than the Mishnah Berurah came out that you should not say ashrei by mariv. But then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says that so long that it's still day, he should not hold back from saying Ashrei. Even if it's after Mincha, it's okay to still say Ashrei if it's still day. Therefore, if a person came late to Shul for Mincha and he walks in there ready after Shmona Esrei, Yispalel Imahem, you should daven Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, V'yomer Ashrei Achakach. And you should say Ashrei afterwards because you could still say Ashrei if it is still day. V'ayim B'Magen Avram Shekosov, the Magen Avram writes, however, D'midivre HaZohar Mashma Da'afilu Ba'ofen Zeh Lo Yomrenu Adai. From the Zohar, he says it's mashma that you should never say Ashrei after Mincha ever, even if it's still daytime. So it's mashma from the Zohar, you should not do that, and therefore you shouldn't say it adaite the chova as a chiyuv, because it could be that you're not supposed to be saying it at all. You should only say the Ashrei kekare b'Torah.
The Mechaber said before that you should be matzik after the Shemayna Esrei. After the first Shemayna Esrei, you should go straight into the, whatever, say Ashrei and go straight.
That's correct.
So, and he said to say Tachron right after, because you're not supposed to have a break between Shemayna Esrei and Tachron.
Right.
So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Eitza of saying Shemayna Esrei right afterwards, the Chazaras HaShatz, isn't that a hafzik between the first Shemayna Esrei and Tachron?
So Shlomi is asking a question on Reb Chaim Kanievsky's note, that he says that you should daven the best way to daven your second Shmona Esrei is with the Chazan together, so it's you have the gains that we mentioned before, but what do you do with Tachanun? Shlomi is asking. So he said before that before you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei, you should daven Tachanun because there should be no hefsek between the first Shemoneh Esrei and the Tachanun. According to Rechai Kanievsky, if you're davening with the Shliach Tzibur, so you're only saying your Tachanun afterwards. It's a question. I would just assume that you're going to say the Tachanun on the second Shemoneh Esrei in that case.
And why
can't you always do that? What?
What about Tashlum and Stam? What about Tashlum and Tachanun from Shachar? Do you do that too?
No, we don't do that. I mean, we're not saying Tachanun a second time. But I assume that's what Rechai Kanievsky would say, that in that case, you'll say Tachanun with the Tzibur, it'll be going on the Shemoneh Esrei that you just said. Yeah, I hear. Valid Ha'ara. Okay, let's go weiter in Siv Gimel. Hodim Mashlim HaTfilo Shehifsid, that which you could make up the davening that you missed, Dafka Bizman Tfila, that's Dafka at the time of Tfila, Aval Bishor She'ein Zman Tfila Lo, but if it's not a time of Tfila, no. So we'll see the Mishabura what that means exactly as man of Tfila. So in Sifkaton Tes Vav, the Mishabura says as follows. Yesh ma'achronim shekosvu shiratzalomar. Some ma'achronim explain what the Mechaber needs to say is to lo tiknu chazal tfilas hashlama. The chazal were only misakin to make up tfila rak ba'odenu osek b'tfiloso ha'ikaris. Only, like we've been saying till now, while you're being osek in your ikir tfila. Achar sheshok k'dei hiloch arba amos or asher b'intayim. With a little break of the time it takes to walk for amos or asher in between, but you should only say the second Shemoneh Esrei mitoch the first Shemoneh Esrei, right after the first Shemoneh Esrei. That's one opinion. That's some achronim say. Aval harbe achronim miskimu, but many achronim agree. The after lechatchila bevaday tzarach lizor bazeh lehispalot tfilas hashlama tekef achar tfilah chiyuvus. Even though it's true that lechatchila for sure is better to daven the second Shemoneh Esrei immediately after the first Shemoneh Esrei. Aval b'dyeved einu ma'akev rak im over zman tfilah. But b'dyeved it's only ma'akev to say that tfilas hatashlumim if the zman tfilah passed. Tahainu, in lo hispalel arvis, if you missed Mariv, yispalel shachris shtayim, you should daven shachris twice. Rak ad arvis shos al hayom. But you should only daven the tashlumin until the fourth hour of the day. Shehu zman tfilo shachris, because that's so zman tfilo shachris. Da notel avur zeh schar tfilo bizmana. Because until that point is when you get schar for tfilo bizmana of shachris. Ma she'en kein achar arvis shos, which is not the case if you daven shachris after the fourth hour, da notel rak schar tfilo rachami. Then you only get reward for saying a tefillah of rachamim, but you don't get schar tefillah bizmana. So the ikar zman, really the zman is only till the fourth hour, and therefore they explain what the mechaber means bizman tefillah, that you could only make up mariv in the zman tefillah of shachris till the fourth hour. Kein kosva primigodim umogin giborim v'derach achayim, that you could only make up mariv till the end of the fourth hour. Ella, shebederach achayim hosif davar chodesh shul nizkeru b'shari achronim. However, the derach achayim adds something that the other achronim don't say. For who, and that is the imgam tefila shachris gufa lo espal ad achar arbashos. If he is delayed in his shachris tefila in itself, and he misses my tefila, and he's davening shachris after the fourth hour, the tzarech lehispal al shtayim kevan sheosik betefila. In that case, you would do tashlum of amarav even after the fourth hour. So he explains that when the achronim say that you shouldn't daven after zman tefillah, after the fourth hour, that only means if you daven shachris before the fourth hour, you shouldn't make up the tashlumin after the fourth hour. But if your shachris itself, you were late for shachris that day for whatever reason, and you missed zman tefillah, and you're davening shachris after zman tefillah, between the fourth hour and chatzos, so then you would do tashlumin for ma'ariv as well. The im shachach lehispalel mincha. If one forgot to daven mincha, yesh omrim the mispalel marav shtayim rak ar chatzos laila. So some say you can only make up the mincha tefila before chatzos, which is the ikar time that you're supposed to be davening marav before chatzos. So you can only make up mincha until chatzos halaila. Shuzman haroy la'arvis lachachila, because that's the time that's fit to say marav lachachila. Va'ayin shom bederach achayim hashakosav od bazel lahalacha. Look at the same derach achayim. That writes the same thing over here. La'halacha. If you look at note 33, he adds on shin es tefilas arvis atzma mispal achrei chatzos. Right, lechatchila you should daven marav before chatzos, but you're allowed to daven afterwards. So if you're davening marav after chatzos, yuchal oz gam lahashlam mincha, you could then also be mashlam mincha. Ukumo betefilas shachris lach arba shos. So she tells us the same way you could daven shachris with the tashlumen after the fourth hour, you could also daven marav with the tashlumen after chatzos, as long as the two are together. Omnom haprim migodim kosov the zman hashlomas tefilas mincha hu kol halayla arom rashachar. But the Rebbe disagrees with this whole idea of saying you only have until chatzos. He says you can do tashlumin for mincha the whole night until the morning. And in note 34, he explains, "Shesovra prima godim shezman tefila shmona esrei shel arvis hu adalos hashachar afilu l'chatchila." He says shmona esrei of mariv is l'chatchila to alos, not to chatzos. Rak l'kriyashma gozru shezman ar chatzos. Because of kriyashma, they said they should do it to chatzos. That's the din in kriyashma, not a din in tefila. And therefore, the prima godim says that even l'chatchila, you could daven the mariv shmona esrei with the hashlama of mincha, even after chatzos halayla. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'im shachach v'lo hispalo shachris. If a person forgot and did not daven shachris, yesh lo hashlama rak me'eis shemaschela zman mincha. You could only start doing tashlumin from the time that mincha begins. V'hu achatzi shah sh'acha chatzos. And that's only a half hour after chatzos. V'gam she'espal mincha mikodem. And of course, you have to daven mincha before you make up the shachris. V'nimshach zman ha'ashlama b'dyevet ab'in ha'shmashos. And the time that you can make up shachris goes all the way till b'in ha'shmashos, which is the sof zman of mincha. V'afilu hoya yom she'yesh bo musaf. Even if it was a day that has a tfilas musaf, v'espal musaf b'emtsin, you daven musaf in the middle, that's also going to be okay to be mashlam the shachris afterwards. All this I brought down from the Achronim, the Ikra Din. However, the L'chatchila way to do it is, Yoser Nochum B'chozeh, the best way is, Sheim Lo Espalo Tekef Tfilas Hashlama Achar HaTfila Achiyuvis. If you did not daven the Tashlumen right after the Ikra Tfila, Yispalo Osa B'taras Nedava. Then you should daven the Tashlumen B'taras Nedava. Dahainu, meaning to say, Sheyasne V'yomer, you should make a stipulation at night, you should say, Im ani chayev harei zo l'chovasi. If I'm still chayev in tashlumen, even though it's such a long time passed between my ikir tefillah and my tashlumen, then this tefillah's tashlumen should be for my chiyuv tashlumen. V'im lav, and if not, harehi nedava. And if not, it should be a tefillah's nedava. V'chein hiskum ha'prim megadim. So again, it comes out l'chatchila lach l'maisa. You should daven the second shmoneh esrei right after the first one. Right after, we mean, like we said before, with ashrei in between, or possibly chazas shatz in between, whatever small things in between, but basically right after each other. And if you end up davening the hashlama later, you can still do it, but then you should make a stipulation, because it's not so pashut that you're chayev, you should make the tnai that if you're not chayev, that it should be a tfilas nedova. Says the Mechaber Vayter, we'll do one more halacha, halacha dalad. Ein tashlumen elo l'tfila hasmucha bilvad. There is only tashlumen in the adjacent tfila. She'im tov v'lo hispalo shachris v'lo mincha. Person had a bad day. He missed shachris and he missed mincha. And now he comes to Mariv. Mispalo arvishtayim. He should have a Mariv only two times. Achrona l'tashlume mincha. The first one is going to be for Mariv. And the second one is going to make up for mincha. Aval shachris ain't lo tashlumen. But shachris will not have tashlumen by Mariv time. V'chein b'shar tfilos. And so too, work out the scenario by all the tfilos. You can only make it up in the next tfila. Zok the Mishnah Berurah if katan tezayin. Kosvu ha'achronim. She'ein tfilas musaf mo'il ha'shlama. Tfilas musaf does not help for tashlumen. Da'ainu, meaning to say, she'im chosar shachris b'yom she'yesh bo musaf. If it was a day where there is musaf and you miss shachris, lo yochol lahashlim lehispalel musaf shtayim. You can't daven musaf twice to make up for shachris, even if you miss man tefila. And the reason is, if you look at note 36, ubir aprim igodim she'i esher lomar pa'amayim umusafim kehilchasam. You can't say two times in the Shemoneh Esrei of musaf, musafim kehilchasam mishum she'nir kemosa bekarbonos. It looks like you're adding on to the karbonos. We only have a set amount of karbonos that you're allowed to bring for musaf.
Right, but what's this man for musaf? You can say so.
Musaf you can say all day, so that's exactly what we're discussing. If you miss shachris, and now it's 2 in the afternoon, and now you're davening musaf, so you might think you could make up shachris in musaf. We're saying you can't. You can't make up shachris in musaf. You can't make up shachris that you missed in musaf.
Right.
Let's continue note 36, a very interesting shaila over here about Yom Kippur. After all, we are going into Yom Kippurim soon. What?
You make up shachris in mincha before you do musaf?
We're going to get to that very, very shortly. Excellent question. Let's first look at the end of note 36. We're going there. Ubi Yom Kippur, im lo hispalo mincha o ne'ila. Let's say a person missed mincha or ne'ila. The prima godim writes, she mispalo b'motzei Yom Kippur shtayim. You could daven motzei Yom Kippur two marivs, and the second one will count either for mincha or ne'ila, whichever one you missed. V'im lo hispalo gam mincha v'gam ne'ila. If a person missed both, he missed mincha and he missed ne'ila, Mashlim eshteyem b'motzi yom ha-kippurim. He should make up both of them motzi yom kippur. Da'ainu shemispalo shalosh pa'amim. This is the only time that we find it. You should daven three shmoneh esreis. Shekein zman mincha v'ne'ilo choshev ka'oso zman. Because Mincha and Ne'ila, the Tefillah is the same time, the Chiyuv is the same time, and therefore you can make up both of them. V'chein Horu, HaStipler, and Rav Yashiv. That you could, in fact, say three Shmon Esrei's Motzi Yom Kippur if you missed Mincha and Ne'ila. Me'idach, on the other hand, not everyone agrees to this. The Kaf HaChayim, the Shevet HaLevi, they write, B'Shem the Masik Bracha, that She'es Mincha Shiyom HaKippurim, Yochel HaShem Motzi Yom Kippurim, you can make up Mincha after Marif of Motzi Yom Kippur, Achle Ne'ila ain't Tashlumen. They say Ne'ila does not have Tashlumen, and therefore you would not have the three Shmon Esrei's. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Lipa's question, Im Shachach Shachris, if a person miss Shachris, the Hispalal Musaf, and he daven Musaf, Vadayin lo over Zman Shachris, not Lipa's question yet, so a person forgot Shachris, and he daven Musaf, and he did not yet pass Zman Tfilu of Shachris, Afibu Achi Hispalal Shachris. It is okay to daven Shachris after Musaf. That's just Tam, a halacha, not in Tashlum, and just Tam, a halacha in Shachris, as note 37 points out, that even though the Chatchila, you should never put Musaf before Shachris, because Shachris represents a Tamish al Shachar, and no korban was allowed to be brought before the Tamish al Shachar, that should be first. But with the Evid, if you accidentally daven Musaf first, you could daven Shachris afterwards. Nothing to do with Tashlumen yet. Here comes the Tashlumen. Misha Shachach velo ispal Shachris u'musaf. A person forgot or overslept, whatever it was, he accidentally did not daven Shachris and Musaf. V'nisgar b'mincha, and now he realizes mincha time, that he needs to daven mincha, he needs to daven Musaf, and he has to do tashlum of Shachris. He has three tefillos that he really has to do over here, so what does he do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yispal mincha, he should first daven mincha, the achar of Musaf, and then he goes to Musaf, the achar of Shachris, and then he makes up the Shachris. V'im hispal Musaf, Kodem Mincha Yotza, and if he davens the Musa before the Mincha is Yotze. Now let's see the explanation of this. In note 39 he explains why is it that Mincha goes first. Ubetam Adover Shetfilas Mincha Kodemes, the Mishabura says later on, Mishum Shehit Tadira Mimusaf. Mincha is more Tadir than Musaf. Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem, therefore Mincha goes first. Vim Hiktim Vesbal Musaf, but if you were mocked in the Musa before, like we just saw, the Rama writes there, Sheyotza, Shekein din Todir Kodem who rak l'mitzvah l'chavchila v'lo maki b'dievid. The fact that Mincha goes before Musaf is because of Todir v'sheino Todir Kodem, that's a din l'chavchila. But b'dievid it's not ma'akev, and therefore you should do Mincha before Musaf. If you did Musaf before Mincha, it's also okay. Then we said after the Mincha, you should end up in Musaf and then Shachris. And note 40 explains why. Ubetam adover shemakdim l'spal Musaf, why you put in the Musaf before the Shachris? The Eliyahu Rabbi writes, Shadayin hu zman tfilas Musaf. Because after all, Musaf, you have all day to daven. So therefore, you're right now presently in the Zman of Musaf, and therefore it's more appropriate to say the Tefillah of Musaf, which is a Zman, Masha'en Kein Shachris, it's Rab B'tar Sashlumen. And therefore it comes out that you're davening Mincha, then you're davening Musaf, because it's still the Zman of Musaf, and then you'll daven Shachris as a Hashlama. But really, the Musaf, you're not davening two Musafs, you're davening two Minchas. So you daven Mincha, whatever day it might be, right? It might be Shabbos, you're davening a Shabbos Mincha, then you'll daven a Shabbos Musaf, and then you'll daven another Shabbos Mincha, because you're doing two Minchas, even though you're having a Musaf in between, but you're davening two Minchas, like we just saw before, you're never Mashlim after Musaf. One more Mishnah Berurah says, on the example that the Mechaber gave, that you missed Shachris and Mincha, so you daven Mariv, and then you daven Mincha, and you lost out on Shachris. Was that the example he gave? Yeah, if you miss Shachris and Mincha, you daven Mariv twice, for Mariv and then for Mincha, and the Shachris you lost out. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat and Yedzayin, Hu adin afilu im ispal mincha. Even if you daven Mincha, in other words, you miss Shachris, you daven Mincha, and now you only realize Mariv time, oh my gosh, I forgot Shachris this morning. But you daven Mincha already, and now it's Zman for Mariv, Gam kein lo yochol lahashlim be'erev avur Shachris. You still can't make up for Shachris at Mariv, even though you only have one tefillah to make up. The aklal, because the rule is, lo tiknu hashlama rak bezman tefillah smuchala. They only establish tashlumen at the tefillah that's adjacent to one that you missed. And therefore, even though the example of the Mechaber is where you missed two tefillahs, so you can't make up both, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if you only missed one, if you miss Shachris, but you already have a mincha, now you're at Mariv, you can't make up Shachris at Mariv, and therefore you lost out on Shachris. And we will stop there for the first year today. And Amit Shem will continue tonight at 10:30, Amit Shem in this room, during the learning program. I think it starts officially 10:15, so we'll give everyone some time. We'll start at 10:30. Amit Shem, everyone should have a Freil Kumpurim.